This is our regular update from Heritage, and today it's my honor to have with me Lisa Haglund, the Heritage President and Chief Executive Officer. Lisa, welcome back to the radio, and thank you for spending the time with us today.
Well, thank you so much, Dennis. I'm thrilled to be with you.
It is important that you talk to the audience about changes that are happening now as COVID-19 regulations and rules change in terms of what will be available to those people who call Heritage home, and as important, what's available to families who have other family members who live at Heritage.
Dennis, you know, we are so thankful during these unprecedented times for everyone who's remained so patient with us. I'm thankful and pleased to report that we have opened up our independent living communities, a majority of our assisted living communities and skilled nursing facilities are being opened over the next 10 days. In a phased approach, we're actually doing some testing right now at Heritage Green with a local family, Greg Cooper and his mother, who he said I was fine to talk about on air, who are helping us test it. How does it work? How can we keep everyone? Do we have the right amount of PPE? That family certainly has been gracious and understands that it's a balancing act. But if everyone can tune in on social media over the next 10 days, you're going to see a lot of heartwarming stories. There are a lot of families that are reuniting that we're thrilled to be able to do.
And this is the first time since the shutdown began that you've been able to open up at all in these ways, is it not?
It is. It absolutely is. And we're thankful for our governor for considering and implementing the regulations that allow us to do that. You know, and one thing that families don't realize is there's a lot of hoops we have to jump through. It's not just as easy as we can open. It is, do you have a supply of PPE that will get you through for a 90-day, including the burn ratio? It's do we have any COVID in the building, which thank God we've been super lucky, and we have such a low count in spite of how many serve. There are rules about admissions and cohorting areas. So there's a lot of big. I'm thankful to our teams directly in the field for what they're doing every day.
Now, I know there are three different levels we could talk about, independent living, assisted living, and skilled nursing, but are there any general expectations that you could clue the audience into in terms of what they need to be ready for or bring with them when they come to visit Heritage now if the occasion presents?
Absolutely. No matter the level of care, we're going to require safety first. So if you attempt to visit and you're not wearing whatever we're requiring, as far as personal protective equipment for that visit and that level of care, we will unfortunately not allow you in the building or outside of the building to visit. We are going to be taking this very seriously. We need the public to understand it is not a political fight. It's not a regulatory fight with us. It is simply us saying to you, these are the rules, safety is first, and we need you to work with us. We're also only allowed so many visitors per day, and we have to keep testing employees, visitors, you know, doing the screenings, and making sure the residents are healthy in between all the visits, and implementing cleanliness. So we're going to be looking for patients, and we're going to be requiring that they follow the guidelines.
In the instance of each particular level of care, would it be best to just advise the audience, check out your website or give Heritage a call to find out the other specifics, Lisa?
Yes, absolutely. They can check out the website. There's a link on social media. We also are doing robocalls and have sent letters out to families. And in addition, it's just easier. I know sometimes people don't want to open the mail or go to the website. You can always call your local facility. And for that level, they'll instruct you. They'll put you on a wait list. They'll assign you a time you can visit. They'll ensure that you have what you need. And then they'll do the screening when you arrive.
Lisa Haglund, there are some other subjects that we could speak about as you are the president and CEO at Heritage, and one of them was the decision that you have made to cease operations at the stables at the Homestead campus in Gary in the very near future. And I would like to have you just speak to the audience about that decision and what went into it.
Absolutely. And, you know, it wasn't an easy decision, as I'm sure you're aware, Dennis. We are putting a pause on the programming and the operations during the pandemic. And during that time, we're actually going to be using it to assess what was the original vision and how do we operate this in the most prudent fashion while being good financial stewards. You know, as we headed into the pandemic, there are so many examples. We went from spending $5,000 a month on gloves to $30,000 a month on gloves. And that's without a major outbreak. So we had to look at all of those and say, you know, it's a new operation. It's not yet operating, bringing in a net income like most new businesses would do. And is this the place where we should be putting our time and money during a pandemic? Or can we pause this and take that time to reassess it? You know, as I started digging in, and, you know, Dennis, I don't know if you know this about me, I love analytics and numbers and projections. And as we started digging in, we realized a large majority of our borders, it was built to bring in residents, but a large majority were employees or members of local IEA teams, which are great, but it wasn't really hitting the service level we had built that to provide. So we wanted to take a step back and say, how can we do this? How do we do it right? And how do we make sure during a pandemic that we are positioning our finances and our focus on our frontline employees and residents? That has to come first.
Lisa, thank you for that explanation. Before our time is completely exhausted today, I do need to ask how your golf game is.
Oh, listen, Dennis, my golf game personally is horrible, but if I can get outside of my house in the middle of a pandemic and enjoy some sunshine, I'd invite the whole community to join us. Check out our website or social media. For just a little $25 donation, you go out, you golf on your own time. You can golf by yourself or with someone in your house or a friend you feel safe with. And the donations all go to Heritage Nonprofit to help us provide PPE, safety equipment, new activities for our residents. So I'd love for everyone to golf and take a picture of yourself while you're doing it and send it in.
And I should remind our listeners that they register during the month of August, which is now, and then play during the month of September. So there's still plenty of time to get into the virtual Heritage Golf Tournament this year.
Absolutely.
Lisa Haglund, thank you for the opportunity as the President and Chief Executive Officer of Heritage to share this information, this good news with the community, and I wish you all the best going forward. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.